to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is untold.
All right, we are back here discussing the state of affairs, the controlled, chaotic situation with our nation's economy here, and particularly the international banksters, and how the United States Congress, as we're seeing them do more and more, giving up on our constitutional law, folks. Other, you know, they're just redefining things on a daily basis here. Are you paying attention? Now, we need an honest government, and I would like for somebody to tell me a quick, easy way that we can get rid of these shysters and institute a government back, because that's what we need. We recognize where the problems are coming from. It's not you out there in the listening audience that's defective. It is not me as the radio talk show host or Bill Veith or whatever. This was none of our doing, ladies and gentlemen. This is a scam that's been perpetrated on the American people, and it's coming to its end as we speak. And we're starting to see all the associated dollar problems pop up around this. Folks, I'll tell you what. There is no simple solution to this, but we know what the problem is. Bill, I just wish we could walk into D.C. and just look at them and say, you know, you guys had a good run, but you screwed everything up. You're all gone.
Right.
You're all gone.
You know, John, I don't think we can ever get honest government until we get an honest money system. The law sits on top of the money, not the other way around. People have to transact commerce in order to live. Commercial transactions happen every day. They happen every time you go to breakfast, every time you need food, every time we need anything, there's a commercial transaction involved. And that underlies our government, it underlies our law, it underlies everything. And that's why I'm saying, to me, that's why I've become a Johnny One Note on the money issue. Because unless and until people understand the money situation of the world and what constitutes real money and what constitutes counterfeit money, we can never change anything, and we'll never get honest government without honest money. And that's why this topic is so important to me.
I appreciate that very much. And I've known you for a while now, and I know that you've been really passionate about this. You have fought with the banks. You have fought with credit card companies. Anybody that was out there that claimed that they were dealing honestly, contracting honestly, at the root of all this was the big fat lie.
Right.
And by the way, I meant to tell you, we've got to go to break here in a couple of minutes, but I have heard a commercial recently on another network about how to discharge your credit card debt.
I heard that commercial. I don't know how they do it, but
I don't
there's different
either.
Methods to do it.
But you've actually successfully discharged some credit card debt to the tune of, what, $25,000 on one account?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of funny. I didn't go that route. I went with a credit card consolidation. And I'll tell you what hell you have to pay from all the people out there that are figuring that you're the one that's trying to skip out on them.
Right.
And that's not what happens with a credit card consolidation.
Right.
You're paying back the principal on it, but you're telling them, hey, look, forget the interest. And it is getting to the point, and this is the only monetary type of transacting that is not regulated by the government.
Mm-hmm.
They can charge whatever Guido wants to charge.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, the concept behind this is, You can only pay a debt with money. And money is, by our Constitution, is only gold and silver coin. So when we use this false currency system, we don't ever pay our debts. What we do is we discharge the legal obligation to pay the debt. Because we can't pay the debt. They took away our ability to pay the debt when they stole our money, our gold and silver coin. So we don't even discharge the debt. We discharge the legal obligation to pay the debt. And every time you hand somebody a Federal Reserve note and they accept it, you are discharging your legal obligation to pay that debt. The debt still exists. The legal obligation went away by giving them the legal tender.
And you folks out there thought that when you handed somebody at the corner Stop and Rob a dollar, that you were just transacting a little piece of business? No, you're actually part of the fraud. You are using that fraudulent system.
Yeah, by necessity, we have no choice. They stole our money.
There you go. Tell you what, we'll take the break, come back. We'll take some of your calls, more information here with my guest, Bill Veith. We'll be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. I'll tell you what, let's go with the phone calls here. You folks have been holding a little bit here. We'll do the calls, and then we'll get back into the body of Mr. V's research here. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Hello. You said that Iran was going to make it possible for other people to come in and not use the dollars there. Isn't it true that also Venezuela was setting up the same kind of system?
I don't think Venezuela is setting up an oil exchange. I think Venezuela is going to go to Iran's oil exchange and sell their oil in euros rather than dollars. But Iran is setting up a third oil exchange. Right now, there has been basically the London Exchange and the New York Exchange. Now there's going to be the Iranian Exchange. Venezuela's not setting up an exchange. They're just going to sell their oil in euros.
When Hugo Chavez said that if we went to war with Iran, that they'd shut off our oil, do you think that we'd start seeing some ships go down there before we'd actually go into war with Iran?
John, maybe you want to handle that. I don't really know. I can't predict what we're going to do. And another thing I can't figure out is how these other countries in the world, I never know what's choreographed and what's actual conflict. The same international bankers print the paper currency for every country in the world. There's not one country in the world where the central banks back their currency with gold and silver, where it's redeemable in gold and silver. So you got the same people perpetrating the fiat money scam on everybody. So I don't know what's real with these different conflicts around the world and what's created intentionally.
Okay. Hey, have a good night.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Dan in Texas. Hello. Hello, Dan.
Hey, John, Dr. Bill.
Hello.
Dr. Bill, this is fascinating, and following right along with the situation with the going off the gold standard or closing the gold window in 71 and Kissinger's trips throughout the OPEC countries to set up the contracts and then the two oil exchanges, geopolitically, speaking of choreography, why do you then think they turned right around 2 years later and staged the fake oil shortage? I mean, is it as simple as it was just to drive up the value of the new gold?
I don't know exactly the answer to that, but it could be that, you know, I've read that some countries were actually demanding payment of their oil in gold. And the United States would not pay for its oil in gold, so they started withholding the oil from us. I don't know if that's true or not. You know, that whole situation, I've just never learned what really happened with that. So I really can't answer your question the way I'd like to be able to.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. We're honest when we don't have the answer.
Yeah, when I don't have the answer, I don't have it.
All right. Paul in Florida. Hello, Paul.
Hi. Interesting show, John. I have a question for your guest. Who specifically are the owners of the two oil bourses in New York and London? Who owns them?
I don't know.
Okay, because I bet I know what's going on. The people who own those oil bourses are in a panic right now.
Yes.
And they say, oh, my God, the Iranians are going to take euros, and we're heavy into dollars, so we're going to be in the blank house if this goes through. So they get on the horn to somebody in Washington, and they say, look, the only one around who's got enough muscle to put the kibosh on this is you. Now, you come up with an excuse to go in there. We'll even help you invent one. So I'll bet they're the ones. The people who own those oil bourses are the ones that are pulling the string.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. But see, when I say I don't know the owners, because we don't really know the owners of a lot of things in the world. We know the front men. We know who they say owns them, but they're not actually the owners. There's an entire shadow government. There's the people that pull the strings for all the puppets that we get to see are the ones that own and control things.
Oh, sure. They're the ones that are calling the shot, and they're probably telling the people in Washington what to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's why I say I don't know who really owns it. It could be the Rothschilds.
Well,
it could be a lot of those banker baron families.
Yeah. But anyway, just a little sidebar for Friday afternoon. Do you know where the dollar sign actually came from?
Go ahead. I don't.
Okay.
I've read different theories on it.
No, this is true. This is the real story. Back in the days of the Roman Empire, the Roman mint where they made their gold coins was located in a temple to the Roman pagan goddess Juno Moneta. That's where our word money comes from. And back then, all pagan gods and goddesses had symbols. Her particular symbol was two upright wooden staffs parallel to each other with a snake entwined in between in the form of an S. So every time you write a dollar sign, you're writing a pagan symbol. That is really where it came from.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Doesn't surprise me.
Okay,
I'll practice my drawing of the on a pagan holiday. Let's pick Christmas. Okay. Thanks for that call, Paul. I appreciate that very much. Dave in Arkansas. Hello, Dave.
Hi, John. This was revealed by Congressman Charles A. Lindbergh before the U.S. Congress sometime during his term, which was 1907 and 1917, the Bankers' Manifesto of 1892. We, the bankers, must proceed with caution and guard against every move made, for the lower order of people are already showing signs of restless commotion. Prudence will therefore show a policy of apparently yielding to the popular will until our plans are so far consummated that we can declare our designs without fear of any organized resistance. The Farmers Alliance and Knights of Labor organizations in the United States should be carefully watched by our trusted men, and we must take immediate steps to control these organizations in our interest or disrupt them. At the coming Omaha Convention to be held July 4th, that was 1892, our men must attend and direct its movement, or else there will be set on foot such antagonism to our designs as may require force to overcome. This at the present time would be premature. We are not yet ready for such a crisis. capital must protect itself in every possible manner through combination as conspiracy and legislation. The courts must be called to our aid. Debts must be collected. Bonds and mortgages foreclosed as rapidly as possible. When through the process of the law, the common people have lost their homes, they will be more tractable and easily governed through the influence of the strong arm of the government applied to a central power of imperial wealth under the control of the leading financiers. People without homes will not quarrel with their leaders. History repeats itself in regular cycles. This truth is well known among our principal men who are engaged in forming an imperialism of the world. While they are doing this, the people must be kept in a state of political antagonism. The question of tariff reform must be urged through the organization known as the Democratic Party. And the question of protection with the reciprocity must be forced to view through the Republican Party. By thus dividing voters, we can get them to expand their energies in fighting over questions of no importance to us, except as teachers to the common herd.
Sounds like a perfect game plan.
Well, and that's exactly what they do. I mean, you watch Hannity and Combs. Everything's politics, you know?
The last sentence goes, thus, by discrete action, we can secure all that has been so generously planned and successfully accomplished. Now, isn't that something?
Yes, it is. They've executed the game plan very well.
Haven't they, though? This was 1892, right. And this was leading, that was I think there was an economic upheaval in, 1893 or 4?
Yes.
That the bankers all planned, yes. Of course, that was right. Leading up to the meeting at Jekyll Island.
Right.
And on my website, www.nomoresurf.com, you can find the ownership of the Federal Reserve. It's a chart with N.M. Rothschild at the apex.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. I've got Jeff Bennett on here. And, Jeff, you've got a special deal for our listeners out there. I've the stock market's down today, and then, bloop, all of a sudden, gold and silver's back up.
Well, lots of interesting things, John. Gold closed the day at 558.70, silver at 958. But a real quick thing that came off of Reuters that I think does kind of a setup. Gold futures surged 1% early today on speculative buying on reports of attempted bombings at the Saudi Arabia oil plant, news that the U.S. durable goods orders plunged in January. Gold powered higher on an influx, get this, of fund and broker buying as crude oil jumped $2 and the safe haven Swiss franc rose against the dollar while equities fell. Well, I always like to do lead-ins, John, and frankly, the safe haven Swiss franc became the absolute perfect lead-in. In talking to our importer this morning, what we've put together for our Republic Trading Group or our Republic Broadcast listeners is what we're going to refer to as the Safe Haven Special. And you got to think carefully on this, make some quick notes. Swiss 20 franc helvetius. You know, if people start talking about Swiss francs, in most cases they're talking paper. Forms of paper money, Swiss annuities, Swiss bank accounts. Why not just get the real thing? Let's just buy some Swiss gold and forget about it. As long as we've got this massive safe haven, currently we've got packages available for our listeners, John. Purchasing 1 to 19 coins are going to cost $119.25 each, plus shipping. They want to buy one coin, they want to buy 19 coins, that's the price, $119.25 per coin. But if they want to step up and start saving some money, we have a 20-pack offering available for $2,378.20. That's postpaid. These are all brilliant, uncirculated, old Swiss 20-franc gold coins. A 40-pack, which is a full roll, at roughly $4,697.80, and for someone who is really truly interested in the 100 mega security pack, there's 100 Swiss 20 franc pieces in this package, $11,614 postpaid. The only way they're going to get it, John, is to give us a call at 1-800-691-7898. This has been one heck of a day for gold sales, a Republic Trading Group.
Well, and unfortunately, Jeff, you and I have talked about this extensively on and off air. We have got people out there that are playing the waiting game. Now, we said last year, and we were correct on this, we were tracking this, we said, look, after December, gold's going to hit $500. Well, we didn't have to wait till December, did we?
No, it peaked 500, and It went up to, 573 at one point in time. It settled off. It got down into the 530s, well on its way back. It just almost approached 560 again today. I was reading a report by Bear Stearns last week. Their target is 6.25 in the near term. So we've got a ways to go. Let's grab onto this. And I think this safe haven security pack of Swiss 20 franc pieces is a great way to go for people who are looking to acquire fractional, lawful, legal tender, small, fractional, barterable, tradable gold pieces, if it gets to that. If it never gets to barter and trade, what have you got to lose? You've converted questionably valued paper money. You've put it into gold, which has proven for almost 6,000 years to be the safest haven there is to park some money until they can shake this political garbage out all over the world. I don't think there's any short-term shakeout any more than you do.
Well, and Jeff, the one thing that disturbed me when I saw even the gold companies themselves, the bullion dealers, whatever, equating the price of gold or silver and going back to 1979, 1980, that was artificially created. That was amazing because, well, the government, well, I shouldn't say the government, the money lenders decided it was time to wring inflation out of the economy, so they raised interest rates to slow this self-heating beast down. And then it went away. A couple of years later, we were back to normal and business as usual. But the problem here is that this is not an aberration. This isn't 79 or 80 we're talking about because somebody wanted to wring a little bit of inflationary worries out of their economy. What we're going to see now is this going up through the roof. And this is worldwide, not just our economy. This is worldwide.
Absolutely right. And the average person that can't see it just strictly amazes me. We've got situations we're facing today, John, we've never faced before, at least to this degree, and that is the amount of indebtedness that the United States of America owes to nations all over the world, and chiefly we're certainly aware of monies that are owed to Britain and Japan. China, of course, is the biggest holder of U.S. debt. We know of nations around the world that are dumping the dollar left and right and converting to euros. Some are converting into gold. I don't know what it's going to take. I mean, to me, picking up acquisitions such as the Swiss pieces we're offering today is nothing but an insurance policy against the ineptness and the failure of governments and the banksters.
At the very least, it's an insurance policy.
Absolutely.
The very least. Now, for some people out there, Jeff, I don't know what the psychology is there, but somebody's got deep enough pockets and they're thinking about buying gold or silver, so it jumps 50 bucks or whatever. Well, I've got time because I've got plenty of money that I can convert. Many people out there don't have that luxury. The clock is ticking on the gold and silver market, and it's probably going to be ending up real, real soon going to be priced out of even a lot of people's reach, and that's going to be unfortunate. I don't want to appear fear-mongering or trying to get people to purchase gold and silver because I know doggone right well it's going to save their assets. It's going to save what they have worked for all their lives. I don't like to be a fear-monger, but I'll tell you what. These people keep waiting to move on this. They're going to be left out in a cold.
I agree, John. I also think it's not all fear-mongering. I think a lot of it is just common sense. We're back to the, it's no different than the old storage facility my grandmother had when I was a kid. She used to put up and store canned food and canned fruits and corn relishes and things of that nature, much the way your grandparents did. And what were they doing? They were preparing for a rainy day, so to speak, where maybe they couldn't get out to the store to buy something, or maybe they had a bad season in the fields and the gardens were all flooded out. Isn't this doing pretty much the same thing? We're preparing for a rainy day or for a hurricane in the financial world, and I think that hurricane's coming.
I don't need any more indicators anymore.
Absolutely.
You and I are convinced, but what people need to really look at, and I don't care, if you've got an individual retirement account out there, you've got a retirement account that you don't trust that's going to hang around, we can convert those over. Folks, I don't care if you just want to take advantage of the specials that Jeff gave. And again, Jeff, quickly run down those specials for people.
It's a great offering. This is all Swiss francs today. It's one of the ultimate safe havens. They're all Swiss 20 franc Helvetias. They're about a fifth of an ounce piece. 1 to 19 coins. $119.25 per coin plus shipping. Our shipping is a flat $15. Obviously, with the increases in post office this year, it's had to go up. A 20-pack, that's a half roll. The price reduces to $23.78.20 for all 20 coins. That's delivered. A 40-pack at $46.97.80 delivered. Or the 100-piece mega security pack for $11,614. Those are postpaid figures to your door. Very quickly, we had a gentleman who came to us 3 weeks ago who ordered 100 British sovereigns. He was so ecstatic with the quality and the expediency of the shipping. Understand, he did a bank wire transfer to pay for his transaction. He called this morning and ordered 500 more pieces. You don't do that with a company that's playing with your money, folks.
This is
a man that's very well healed, and he's come to us and said, I trust you guys. I like what you're doing. He called us back this morning and did that kind of a transaction. Small or large, we're here to service their needs, John, and very proud to do it.
All right, and that toll-free number, folks, and if you can't get through to Jeff, he's on the phone, and he does have to sleep every now and again. We're not a 24-hour service.
I had one at 10:30 the other night. She said, I thought this was 24 hours. No!
No, they're not open on the weekends, and they close at 5 o'clock, but in this particular case, you can call up until what time, Jeff?
I'm generally going. I'll be going till about probably 8 to 9 o'clock tonight Central Time.
Okay, so
it gives us a few hours. 1-800-691-7898. Leave your message on the voicemail. I'll get back to you if you can't get directly through to me.
And if you can't get through to them on the phone because so many people are going to be taking advantage of this offer, you can email them at, and Mr. Producer, make sure I get this right, Jeff@rbnlive.com. Is that correct? That is correct.
I believe that's correct. Good deal.
All right.
Have a great weekend. Good show going. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you calling in. All righty.
Well, John, I totally agree with everything. You know, all of the world's fiat currencies are based on debt, and it's an unsustainable system. The world's paper currencies will collapse. It's not a matter of if. It's only a matter of when. I think some currencies are a little farther along in their life cycle than others and are going to collapse sooner. They're all going to collapse. You know, all paper, John, is just a promise to pay. I don't care whether it's a Federal Reserve note, a euro, a bond, a stock. It is somebody's promise to pay something of substance. And we know governments always, always, always default on their promises. So anybody that thinks they can keep their wealth in paper assets, paper currencies, paper anything, is fooling themselves. They need to get into substance. And I think, you know, gold and silver has been the money of choice for 6,000 years.
You know, it's fascinating to me. I watch these financial news shows, and they always want to paint a happy, bright face on things, that things are really not as bad as they really are. And I call them the front dummies or the front people for Wall Street. They'll sit around and talk endlessly. I mean, who was the guy that was in MASH? Trapper John or whatever the case may be. He's into financial giving financial advice now, and I'm Wayne Rogers. I'm watching this guy. I'm watching the whole crew, show after show after show. Well, what's the better stocks? What's your pick? Well, why do you think it's better over other? They're all speculating in that same thing that you just said, this promise to pay.
They're trying to get you to buy dollar-denominated paper. They call them assets. I don't think they're assets. I think they're all liabilities because if they're dollar-denominated, they're all debts. They're all promises to pay. They're all liabilities. And so they don't care what – it doesn't matter to them whether it's a stock or a bond or what the heck it is, what derivative. They're all denominated pieces of paper. They're denominated in dollars, and they're pieces of paper, and they're just a mere promise.
Well, and, to promise me – I've had too many promises broken to me in my lifetime, and I'm sure everybody out there has.
Especially by government.
Yeah, especially by government. And, you know, you said you made the statement that there are some currencies that are further ahead or maybe behind the Federal Reserve note. Well, the euro looks attractive. Well, they just created the euro a couple of years ago.
It's just newer in its lifespan.
There you go.
It's no better.
Yeah.
It's not redeemable for anything of substance. Just another promise.
But it's the newest promise.
Right.
So it looks more attractive to people. All right, we'll take the break. We'll get back. We'll get into the body. More of Mr. V's information right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back. Now, I know you want to get into this and you want to go in order, so I'm not going to interrupt you with any questions. So just proceed where you want to.
Okay. I thought I might mention a few things that would help solidify some of these concepts in people's minds. And I make the distinction between the word purchasing power and the word value. As far as I'm concerned, the dollar has no value. The dollar bill, the fiat dollar. The real dollar, the silver coin, has value, and its value is its weight in silver. A dollar bill has no value at all. It has purchasing power as long as the next person you hand it to is willing to take it. But one thing, this is not my opinion. This is a statistical fact, a historical fact. Every fiat currency in human history has always failed. It has always eventually reached a value of zero, which is its intrinsic value. It has no value. And so there's no reason to believe that the dollar would be any different than any other fiat currency in history. And that's why people historically have gold and silver coin has never been made legal tender by fiat or by government edict. That's the thing that people always want to transact with to as a medium of exchange and as a store of value by choice. So the market chooses to use gold and silver. It's the governments that come in and Gresham's law says that bad money will always push out good money. So it's easy for these governments to issue fiat currency into existence, worthless paper, and make people hoard the gold and silver because people don't want to pay with gold and silver if they can pass around the worthless stuff. So it's pretty easy for the central bankers to accomplish their goal of pushing worthless paper currency on us, because that just fits into Gresham's law. They'll come in, they'll make us use the worthless stuff, and they'll try to accumulate the good stuff, the gold and silver. Another thing, I want to read two parts of the Constitution that have never been amended, never been changed in any way, never been repealed or amended. One part of the Constitution says, in Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, it says, no state shall emit bills of credit, which is paper money, or make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debt. No state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender. Now, that's in our Constitution. It's never been repealed. It's never been amended. Do the states pay their debts with gold and silver coin? I don't think so. It also says here that Congress shall have the power to borrow money on the credit of the United States. Well, we've already established that money is gold and silver coin. This is a rhetorical question. When was the last time Congress borrowed money? When was the last time they borrowed gold and silver coin? I don't even know. Probably sometime before the Civil War. Who would lend our Congress, who would lend our government gold and silver coin to go bomb people in other countries, knowing that the government will never pay them back in gold and silver coin? So that's why I'm saying if we used an honest money system, the governments of the world would not even have the money to go fight their wars.
And I was just going to say that, because we've had World War One, World War One Part Two, we had Vietnam, we had Korea, we now have Afghanistan, Iraq, soon to be Iran, maybe Syria, whatever the case may be. We're watching George Bush literally spending billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars, rewarding the cronies and the manufacturers of the various war implements out there, making tons of money. Halliburton, Betchel, it doesn't matter who they are. But we are flat broke on our backsides.
Right.
And here we are watching this guy spending until...
Well, and nothing increases the public debt more than war. War is the fastest accumulator of debt of anything that we know of. And we've got a war on drugs. We've got a war on poverty. We've got a war on obesity. We've got a war on everything going on. Our government is at war with the people of this world in every country, including our own. They are at war with us, and we are funding it.
That is unacceptable. That to fund your own demise. I mean, that's like walking up on the hangman's gallows and saying, "Can I help you tie that?"
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Our government is at war with everybody. We are funding our enslavers, because the more power they get, the more they take our freedoms and our rights from us. And we are funding our own demise. And that's why your show, this kind of information is so important, that people have to stop funding our enslavers and our killers.
Well, and people have speculated, Bill, on how to do this. You know, that we need to boycott this, that, or the other. I don't know that we have sufficient numbers that are strong enough that we can do this in one fell swoop to make some bean counter, some CPA or whatever, sit up and take notice that, well, what's your company policy? What are you doing? Our sales have fallen off. This is across the board. Every medium of exchange, every business in this country is using the same medium of exchange.
Right.
Everybody's doing it. So here we are. We know what the scam is, but we can go trade in different dollars. There's a company out there putting out denominated. You can buy the coins, the silver coins, whatever. They'll keep silver in a warehouse someplace for you to redeem using their paper. But that seems like a Band-Aid approach to me.
Right.
I'm not really knocking it. It's a great idea. But this is what used to be. That idea used to be the standard in this country.
Right. See, unfortunately, what usually happens is the bankers, the the people that are controlling things, they want to get rid of the middle class of each country. It is far easier to control a lower class, and then you have the upper elite that are part of the system. So the government gets into bed with the big corporations, and they work together to take away our rights, to put us into debt, and to get rid of the middle class. And it's not just the economics middle class they're trying to get rid of. They want to get rid of the middle class value system. The middle class value system says you get up every day, you work hard, you don't need government, you do for yourself, you take care of your family, you have a strong family. There's an entire value system that they want to get rid of, not just the economic system. And these fiat currency systems are designed to destroy the middle class. And what I've been saying for years, unfortunately, is that most of the people in this country will never, ever get what happened. All they will know is when the middle class is gone and their comfortable lifestyle is gone, they will know they're suffering. They will know they're uncomfortable. They will know things changed. They may never know how it happened, but they'll say, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
And they'll probably never get it. And that's the unfortunate thing. And that's why these people have been able to control the masses forever.
Well, and, you know, I it's just amazing to me. With all the good men that we've had in this government, and we've had quite a number of them. Now, we don't have a number of those anymore. You can probably count them on one hand. But for something that has been going on, people have been manipulating the monies for centuries. It's been going on
forever.
And on and on. So in order to keep things straight and on the up and up, everybody contracts with everybody. Everybody understands what they're getting into. We have this system that is rock solid. Can't be changed for light or transient reasons. Everybody can conduct business today as they did last year or into the next century.
Mm-hmm.
But always, always, it comes back down to the money. And, folks, if we were on a gold and silver, and you said this before, Bill, if we were on a gold and silver standard, the government could not have spent us into this kind of debt.
No, they could. Who would lend them gold and silver to do their deeds, knowing that they're never going to get it back?
And then they do things like the income tax thing to make make sure that at least the interest will be paid on this,
right,
which they knew was going to be an extravagant debt we were going to get ourselves into, folks. It's human nature. I mean, you look at, everybody says follow the money. Okay, well, you follow the money. We've seen what's been done with the money, but it's human nature at its core. And there's greed and avarice and control and all of these little deadly sins that we keep involving ourselves
in. You know, another reason, John, that it's so hard to convince the masses of this, and most of the masses go along with our money system, and here's the reason. It's like when we stopped redeeming paper money for gold and silver, the Federal Reserve could literally print out of air all the money that our government and the other governments of the world can borrow. So we give them a bond saying our government saying we're going to pay you back, and they print the money out of nothing. So it's the same thing. It's like they gave our government a credit card, and they say this credit card has no ceiling. You can borrow all you want to, and you're never even going to have to pay back what you borrow. All you have to do is pay back the interest on that debt, on that credit card. So for a while, we can look very prosperous. We're running that credit card up. We're not worried about paying back the principal because the principal is what circulates as the public debt is what circulates as our medium of exchange. So they don't even want that back. It came out of nothing. So for a while, our country is very prosperous. We can borrow money. We can build our buildings, and private enterprise can go, and corporation can go. And everybody has unlimited credit, basically, because there's no limit. Well, the problem is, at some point, the debt gets so high we can't service it anymore. And that's when the fiat currencies collapse, when you can't even pay the interest on what you borrowed. And that's what's happening.
For the life of me, I don't know what's holding this shenanigans, this stage play together right now. For the life of me, I don't know why this economy has not collapsed yet.
Well, you know, it's definitely taken longer than I even thought it was. But see, in 1944, all of the countries of the world that were on the winning side of World War II got together in the Bretton Woods Accord, and they all decided by agreement, we're going to make this dollar, this United States dollar, the world's reserve currency. Now, what that meant was we set up the entire world's infrastructure on a dollar standard. So when different countries trade with each other, they don't accept each other's currencies. They sell their own currencies for U.S. dollars, and then they pay each other in dollars. When they buy oil, oil is denominated in dollars. There's a lot of commodities worldwide that are denominated only in dollars. So the entire infrastructure was set up on a dollar standard. But at the time it was done, dollars were redeemable for gold internationally. Then we pulled the wool rug out from under them in 1971. But now all of these central banks of the world, all these countries, have dollar-denominated assets in their banks. They've got T-bills, they've got bonds, they've got dollar-denominated, they've got dollars. And they print and peg their own currency against the amount, the number of dollar-denominated assets they have. So it would hurt them to crater the dollar. So they've all been trying to keep this dollar floating long enough that they can ease their way out of it. And now that's started. A lot of the central banks are starting to sell their dollar-denominated assets, not all at once because they don't want to crater it because they got a lot of them to get rid of. So they ease out. As long as they can still buy something of substance, concrete, gold, silver, things for their plants, as long as they can use these worthless paper dollars that have little, that are losing purchasing power daily to buy real things, they're in on that game too. But we can be in on that game. We can use this worthless paper to buy gold and silver while it's low. And when the price of gold and silver goes up, that's not the price going up, really, of gold and silver. It's the purchasing power of the dollar going down. So it requires more of those dollars to buy the same quantity of gold or silver. So we need to get in on the scam, too. Take your worthless pieces of paper and buy something of substance, something that's going to last. Gold and silver is one of the best things. It's got all the properties that you want. In money, it's non-perishable, it's portable.
And Bill, I think we've talked about this before, folks. If you really think about it, that elastic money supply that they like to call it, it's elastic. They can shrink the supply of money, they can charge more for borrowing it, whatever. When inflation factors are low, they can go in and loosen it up, give you lower interest rates, and then eventually they have to ratchet it back up to slow the thing down. But folks, if we did not, since 1913, if we did not have this fiat money system in place right now, this country would look different than it does right now. It would have been a slower, more sustainable growth. I mean, we've been headlong. I mean, here's the credit. Here's the checkbook. Go ahead and write yourself as many checks. Build as much as you want. You know, and it looks wonderful and great, and everybody's happy because everybody's doing business. Right. The standard of living goes up. Everybody's happy until they realize that there is one fatal flaw in all of this, and that's the money system itself. Folks, think about this. We would not have the major cities that we have right now. We would not have had the explosive growth that we've had in this country. More manageable, more time to think about your decisions on what you're going to do, how you're going to structure things, where's the money going to come from, who's going to be responsible, the whole nine yards.
Because you would have to pay as you go along in an honest money system rather than bill everything to future. You know, you buy on credit. You know, we've just saddled our future generations with a debt that they'll never be able to repay. And I'm not talking about what was borrowed. I'm talking about the interest on what was borrowed.
I don't even know how to calculate the interest.
It's going to collapse. It doesn't matter. There's going to be cascading cross defaults all over this world when the fiat currencies collapse. And it's reaching a precipice right now. It's reaching a very critical point. And I don't know what's going to trigger it. Could be the Iranian bourse. It could be, when our government is going to know when things are about to collapse before we will. They might initiate some sort of another terrorist event or put us into war. They'll do something to blame it on that event so that still 95% of the people will go, yeah, that's right, that's what caused it.
Yeah.
Those Arabs caused it. They did this. They set up that Iranian board. Or all those gold and silver hoarders.
Yeah.
All those people in the United States and around the world that hoarded gold and silver, they caused this. Government, go get their gold and silver. Confiscate it from them, and we want you to. Because all the people, 99% of the people in the world, don't have gold or silver. So they don't care if the government takes it from the 1% that has it. And that's probably what's going to happen. Be ready for confiscation, so get plenty of lead and protect your gold and silver and hide it.
I was just going to say, I don't have a lot of those precious metals, but I do have one metal.
That's the most precious metal of all, John, the lead. Because if without that, you don't have nothing.
and of course, you know, we've seen them and how they tried to curtail that. You know, they want to curtail how we honestly deal with each other, set up a fiat money system. And then, of course, they'll go after the very thing that you need to hold on to your assets. And yeah, it's lead, folks. Make sure you have a lot of that, by the way. You may need it. Bill,
you're gonna need it.
Yeah, we got to go into a break here, and then we got a short segment coming up. But I don't think that people have ever really thought this thing through of what this country is going to look like this time around when it crashes.
It's going to be hell.
I've been trying to wrap my little mind around this, and I can't quite conceptualize this is going to be.
I've been picturing it for years, and if you take what happened in New Orleans, and then think of an economic collapse, that same type of thing happening in every city in the world, so there's no place for even the people there to migrate out to, and there's no place for help to come in. And you multiply that hundreds of times, that's what it's going to look like around this country. And the people that have not say, you know, they don't have a supply of water and food, they're going to be in trouble. All the goody two shoes that think those daggone guns are bad need to be taken away. They're not going to have them. They're going to be subject to home invasions, because when people get their welfare check or their paycheck, and it takes the entire check to buy a loaf of bread because of the inflation, they're not going to sit home and wither away and die. They're going to go looking for food, and they're going to go take it from whoever they can take it from.
And this has been my argument about this, is that the reason why we're seeing this police state set up, yeah, it's for the eventual takeover, because the United States is being deconstructed. It's being destroyed before your very eyes. But this police state measure has been set up to take care of it in case that economic event, that chaos takes place, that it's already been instituted. And folks, you doubt that at all? Take a look at what the Federal Emergency Management Agency did last summer with Hurricane Katrina. Do you think that that's what they were designed to do? Tell me that they were that stupid. They're there for martial law, along with other associated government entities.
And the first thing
now
they did was try to take the people's guns.
That's right. We'll be right back, folks.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know
to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic.
The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Tell you what, let me slip in one more call here. Wayne in Dallas. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hi, great show, John. Hey, first question for Bill. Does he have any website or any information on some of his writings or anything? Where
I don't. I'm just a pedestrian researcher. I just got interested in this subject about 5 years ago, and I spend more time reading it than I do on my professional research.
I understand. Okay, well, I was just kind of curious about that. Earlier in the show, you talked about discharging debt.
Yes.
And something that's very interesting to me is back in November, the Texas Supreme Court ruled that property tax system in Texas was unconstitutional. Had you heard about that?
I did, and I think people misinterpreted what they ruled on. They didn't say that the property tax was unconstitutional in the way it was assessed and collected. They said it was unconstitutional in the way some of the funds were distributed among the public school system.
Oh, okay. All right, because I was curious as to whether we would be obligated to pay a tax in any form or fashion they declare unconstitutional.
Well, it is, in fact, unconstitutional, but that's not what they declared in that decision. So we would have to argue something different and not use what that decision.
Speaking about property, Wayne, we're real short of time.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. Speaking of property taxes, last month, what did Travis County do down here?
An article came out in the paper that said property tax assessments were going to go up next year 20% to 50% on all properties.
Now, what's the advantage to that?
The advantage to who?
Well, not to the homeowner, I'm sure.
Well, the advantage to them is the government is having a hard time funding itself. Government is a cancer, and it grows so big and it gets so big, and the loss of purchasing power has disabled them in purchasing things that they normally purchase and use their money for and fund their pension plans. And so they've got, you know, because the dollar is losing purchasing power all the time, 40% over the last 2 years, they've got to raise the taxes to keep themselves alive. Now, that's going to put a lot of people, they're going to lose their homes because a lot of people can't pay that. Also, a lot of people refinance their homes on adjustable rate mortgages. The mortgages are going to go up. If a mortgage goes up 2% on somebody that was only paying 2%, their monthly payment is doubled. The credit card fees are all going up, minimum payments, and now they've changed the bankruptcy law so you can't get out of things with bankruptcy. I mean, everything is coalescing, and I think things are about to hit the...
Well, remember one thing, folks. If you convert assets, your Federal Reserve notes right now, you convert them over to something that is going to, as at the very least, be an insurance policy that's going to hold a value. But we know that that's not the case. What I don't like to do is speculate as to how high gold and silver is going to go. But all we have to do is look when they raised the interest rates back in 79 to see what gold and silver did. Only this is going to be on a permanent base, and it's going to make that look like a milk break, what happened in 79. But keep something in mind, folks, that it is going to be a buyer's market when this system goes down. Everything is going to be for sale. But the problem is, and here's going to make the difference between the haves and the have-nots, are you going to have anything there to purchase whatever's available? And it's going to be there. And it's going to be cheap, too. People are going to be having fire sales on a lot of things. Property, I don't care what it is. Houses, it doesn't matter. You need to position yourself, and you need to think down the road, because we're almost at the end of the road. Well, speaking of the end of things, we're at the end of the program, too. All right, Bill Veith, Dr. Bill Veith, I appreciate you coming in studio.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
And we will be back with you, ladies and gentlemen, Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. I don't know who my guests are going to be because Danny has not given me a list. But the person that makes all those arrangements for me will have somebody on Monday. I know that much. At any rate, have a good weekend, folks. Think about what we've talked about and call 800-691-7898. Quit procrastinating. It's only going to get more expensive as the days draw down. Thank you. Thank you again. We'll see you Monday, folks, with another edition. God bless you.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.